Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to episode 1947 of The Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the 47th show and the last show of 2019. Radio Free Redoubt coming at you from the Free Zones. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. We are all John Jacob Schmidts. What does that mean? That means I feel the same way you feel. You feel the same way I do. You're not isolated. You're not alone. There's other people that feel the same way that you do. So hence, John Jacob Schmidt, his name is my name too. We are all seeing a pretty wild scene in our country, are we not? And so we've been talking about this all year. Now, this was supposed to be a Christmas episode. I want to just, and I am going to share some Christmassy things with you guys, especially that, you know, the Apollo 13, amazing from space, the astronauts giving their account of, the creation of the Earth. It was their Christmas episode, Christmas, what, 1968, 69, I believe. I'd have to look that up again because I'm not staring at it. But anyway, I've played this every year for the last few years. It almost gives you chills. I love it. So, but there's, as you know, many of you know, there are some attacks, against good, God-fearing Christian patriots right now that are being falsely accused. And I want to encourage you to go back and listen to my show from yesterday on KTW. It's up on our website, podbean.com. You can just go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the listen to RFR tab. There's all the different ways that you can listen to our radio show on Saturdays, to listen to the podcast on Sunday night, like right now, or if you're listening to the downloaded or just listening to the podcast version on our podcast host site, Podbean. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. Please go and listen to that. And this is going to be a short show. We're not going to, no sponsors or anything like that. We're just going to give this was supposed to just be Christmas, but I want to talk about something else. Before I get to that though, don't forget your young ones, the next generation of radio operators. You can, let your kids talk to Santa on ham radio, the 3916 nets. You can talk to Santa Claus, and you've got a couple more nights to do this if you haven't done so already, in a great way to introduce the young patriots to ham radio. You can go to cqsanta.com for the 3916 nets on the 80-meter bands on HF, and then also the 14.300 net is what they call it, the maritime net. They will actually be doing those on 14.325. That was earlier tonight, and then tomorrow as well. So check those out if you haven't done so already. And we've got links on our website to those. But if you want to, just write down cqsanta.com. Good stuff. Now, before I go any further in talking about some of these latest attacks, this so-called investigation by this woman who apparently is formerly an FBI investigator, who is, I don't know if she's just retired or what. If she's retired, it's understandable why, because her investigative prowess, the FBI agents have got to be just embarrassed of this, that she's writing that, using the FBI, former FBI, as credentials to write a report like this smear campaign, this hit piece that I'm going to talk about tonight, because it's so timely. And isn't this, so I want to clarify, yesterday when I mentioned this, I went and I re-listened to my shows, because I usually listen to them later on to make sure I didn't stick my foot in my mouth or misspeak or whatever. And there is something that this, I wanted to add some clarification to. It sounded like, if you haven't been following this Rampart Group hit piece, this was funded by the far left legislature in Olympia. You would think that I was saying that the FBI conducted this investigation. They did not. The FBI would have been way more competent in a truly objective investigation in this case. Now, I know there's corruption in the FBI. There's corruption everywhere. There's human beings. There's corruption in many of our churches. Okay, whenever there's people, there's going to be corruption. But you got to say, the FBI, when it comes to thoroughly and objectively investigating something, they're about the best there is, hands down. Unless it's, you know, around Washington, D.C. I mean, we were talking in the swamp, right? But in the field, they got it. But the FBI did not conduct this investigation. I'm going to talk about this woman who was in charge of this investigation. But before that, I want to start off with this scripture here to keep in mind as a backdrop as we talk about these things. Psalm 35:4, and I mentioned this yesterday, and it says, "For I have heard the slander of many, terror is on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they schemed to take away my life." Psalm 35:4. So there is slander, there's libel going around, slander of many. And what they have, what this report has done, has slandered or libeled and otherwise harmed dozens and dozens of good people have been pulled into this, including myself, which I wrote part one of, I don't know how many, maybe two, maybe three series. There's several things that need to be addressed because Amron has been maligned wrongly. And that is up at Amron.com if you want to go check that out. I'll talk about all this stuff. But terror is on every side because they are now identifying Christian patriots as domestic terrorists. And that is what they are accusing, especially Matt Shea, of. And they're trying to malign everyone around him that he's in contact with or has been in contact with over the past several years in the fight for conservative values, traditional ideals, the constitutional ideals, and standing up for those against tyranny. And now what's happening is exactly what was predicted long ago. And the cycle of oppressing a people, we're seeing this increase in anti-Christian rhetoric, especially anti-patriot Christian rhetoric. So they have taken counsel together against us, and they scheme to take away my life, Psalm 35:4 says. And it goes right along with what I've said for years. They start off by marginalizing you, and then they demonize you. And then comes the criminalization, and then incarceration, and then extermination. So now here we are at the advanced stages of that, where now they are beginning to criminalize those that they are targeting to destroy. Ultimately, they want to kill us. If you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriot in America who's got the guts, the sand, to stand for the things that are right, they want to kill you. And they make that very clear. So right now, they're at the criminalization stage, taking a state representative, criminalizing him by stating, what we have found is, domestic terrorism. And we're forwarding this to the federal prosecutors and the FBI. Now, the FBI is going to take one look at this, and it does not hold water at all. It is falling apart. So, and it's interesting too, because there's been a lot of false, misleading information that have come out through these leftist organizations or these leftist media outlets, if you want to call them that. They're essentially propaganda platforms like The Guardian, which, you know, that articles have been coming out from them for quite some time. And you want to say something, you want to do something, this traitorous Cecil Pounder, Jay Pounder, out of Spokane, who has gone to these extremist left-wing media outlets and leftists within the community to try to befriend them to harm Matt Shea. He has a personal vendetta against Matt Shea. And you want to say something, you want to do something about it, you just pray about it. And you know what? Eventually, you discover when you trust in the Lord, these people, these types of people, have a way of pulling enough rope out that they pretty soon they just hang themselves. And that's pretty much what the boldness now, the boldness with which the accusations have been thrown around now have reached a whole new point, especially with this so-called investigation report, which was released just this last week. I want to thank everybody, and I know Matt Shea says the same thing. Thank you guys for your outpouring of support, your prayers. This is just an amazing listening audience. The Amron members are amazing patriots. They're standing firm. They're digging in deep. They're saying, we know the truth. We're not falling for these lies, and we are going to double down because now is the time for us to double down on the things that we believe and shave off those who don't have the fortitude to stand in the face. These are the times that try men's souls. But I know that for Representative Matt Shea, Representative Heather Scott, myself, so many other dozens of people that have been wrapped up in this false accusations and reports and this smear piece, this campaign, has finally come to a head through this report. And you guys have been so encouraging, and I'm encouraged. So we are definitely engaged in spiritual warfare. And I got thinking about something today, and somebody sent me a text, a friend of mine sent me a text that lined right up with exactly what I was thinking about. Hey, this is the time for Christmas when we focus on Christ. And, you know, this is just a distraction from the enemy. And I thought, you know what? Hold on a minute. Not just this time. You guys remember that the smear piece that was completely, it was essentially a lie because they so twisted things that took place and twisted facts and distorted it into misleading people into thinking something completely other than the correct context. And this was meant to harm Matt Shea once again from the same sources. And this came out in The Guardian. And I thought, you know what? This came out on April 20th, the day before Easter, when we're all getting ready to celebrate Easter and the rise of the resurrection of our King. And it was Easter Sunday that we were getting ready for several activities to focus on our Lord. And the day before, this little demonic, twisted, misleading, deceptive attack comes out in a publication that the news outlets jumped on, and it just went ballistic. And now we have Christmas coming up in just a couple days, and within less than a week of Christmas, the time that we focus on the birth of our King, our Lord Jesus Christ, right at that moment when our minds are on the Lord and thinking about our King, this Rampart group comes out with this attack piece on December 19th, less than a week before Christmas. So, I mean, this is just like a satanic distraction to take your eyes off. So we're not going to take our eyes off, and we are going to remember why we celebrate these holidays, Christian holidays. These guys are probably not aware that they weren't timing this like this, but I mean, when you've got, you know, the Prince of Darkness guiding your steps, this is the kind of stuff that happens. So the enemy comes to kill, to rob, and to steal, right? Nipping at your heels at a time when you've set aside to focus on Christ, that's when the enemy comes up. Isn't this interesting? just like the day before Easter, the Resurrection Day, and then the day, just less than a week before Christmas, when we celebrate. I know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. We all know that. It was like April. It was later in the spring. But this is the time we separate. This is actually December 25th used to be a pagan holiday. But we took it over. So in the name of conquest, in the name of Christ, we took over a pagan holiday. And now it's a very much a worldwide Christian holiday. Nobody thinks of pagan stuff on Christmas. They think of Christ. That's when the gospel spread. You can't even live under a rock and not have heard about Christ coming to earth, right? So let's talk about this smear piece and hit piece and who's behind it and what they're saying. Multiple things, and I will be addressing these in future podcasts. And I might even do some special editions to address specific components of this, along with some of the articles that I'm writing as a rebuttal to some of these outright lies. Some of it's just misinformation. It's misleading. It's out of context. But some of it is straight up lies. One of the lies that they have concluded through their investigation, and mind you, I have been by Representative Matt Shea's side for years, involved in many of these things, not all of them, but many of these things that they talk about in this investigation. And what they say in their investigation is that what their claims are, I know to be untrue. Their claims are untrue because I was there. For example, they also concluded that Representative Matt Shea engaged in domestic terrorism by, you know, using force or fear to intimidate and alter, you know, political, to advance a political ideal through a force or fear of federal agents and whatever, however they worded it. Because Representative Matt Shea orchestrated, planned, masterminded the takeover of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. Now, I know this isn't true because Representative Matt Shea contacted me and he says, man, we've got these Hammonds, this Hammond family, the son, father and son are going back to prison for the same thing they already went to prison for. And this is not right. The BLM is out of control. And we want to try to work with some patriots, find some solutions to prevent these guys from having to go back to prison. We need to gather. We need to put press releases together. We need to gather everybody that's got any kind of influence in the patriot community, in the political realm, to really put pressure, as much pressure as we can from the bottom to the top, to bring attention and awareness to this situation so they will not have to go back to prison. I said, hey, I'm with you. What do we got to do? And he asked me to be involved in these conference calls with the Hammonds and even Ammon Bundy and this, you know, the rally that they were going to have, which I wasn't able to make it to down there in Burns, Oregon. There was no planning. I can unequivocally, I can say there that Matt Shea, none of us were involved in the planning or discussions of taking over the wildlife, Malheur Wildlife Refuge. In fact, I had an Amron operator contact me today saying, hey, you know, what's, man, have you seen this stuff? And I'm like, of course I have. And so this is what I told him. I said, for starters, I was involved in every chat group and conference call prior to the Malheur event, and all discussions centered around raising support and intervening on behalf of the Hammonds to keep them from having to go to prison a second time for the same offense. No discussion ever took place involving taking over any facility of any kind. In fact, when we first learned of the Malheur takeover, we were all stunned and we're all scrambling to research and find out what Malheur even was. So I don't even think I had ever even heard of Malheur. I certainly didn't know that it had a compound or an administrative complex and a visitor center. I just heard Wildlife Refuge, Malheur Wildlife Refuge, and Matt's response was the same as mine. And that was, what? So now we found ourselves scrambling to find out more. What's going on? What did Ammon do? Who's all involved? And what does this mean? So the planning to go down there on this fact-finding mission was really to try to avoid another Waco or Ruby Ridge or something like that. And Representative Matt Shea reached out to several other elected officials and other leaders in the Patriot community to try to intercede and be a mediary between the group out at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge and the law enforcement and elected officials with this delegation that he put together. It was a beautiful demonstration of leadership. And he's asking, what can we do to find a peaceful resolution to this? That's the whole thing. And I remember when he asked at the meeting there in Burns with FBI, the state police, and the sheriff, what laws have they broken? And they couldn't answer. Matter of fact, the state said, well, we're not aware of any laws. The sheriff, no laws that we know of. Oh, what about the FBI? We'll have to check. So as far as you know, you're already calling these guys domestic terrorists, but you're saying they haven't broken any laws. So, and now there's this like military style buildup. Let's prevent people from getting killed here. And Matt got lambasted for this. And now he's being falsely accused. And the people that are falsely accused, people that gave supposed testimony to this Rampart group, they need to go to jail for filing false reports. Hands down. Now, there's very, very few patriots, Republicans, true conservative Republicans in the in Olympia, in the legislature. Matter of fact, J.T. Wilcox, the head, the minority leader, which the head Republican, is a sellout. He's actually called for Representative Matt Shea to resign. It pulled him from the caucus. Instead of standing for him, instead of getting both sides of the story, because none of us were ever contacted by any of these so-called investigators. And they claim this was an unbiased investigation. And that right there is a lie. This was not unbiased. In my estimation, based on the evidence that I've seen, and this is coming from Representative Sutherland, Robert Sutherland, a patriot. He's like a Matt Shea. He's over on the other side of the mountains. He takes a lot of heat, and he's calling these people out. So this is what he posts on his Facebook page. Besides being a socialist Democrat contributor, Miss Lodler is also an ex-FBI agent, and we know the FBI never lies. Wait, James Comey, director of the FBI, her boss? He asked, tongue-in-cheek. He's being, you know, a little sarcasm there. But the point is, this Mrs. Lodler, who's in charge of this Rampart group as a former FBI agent, that's the credentials that she uses for credibility, apparently is a Democrat contributor. Now we have PDC. It's the funds for running for elections. The records show that she is a contributor to the Seattle mayor's race. So let me read on. This is also what Representative Sutherland has posted on his Facebook page, and he is not backing down. He says, here's what a former employee says of Kathy Lodler. He's quoting a former employee who worked with Kathy Lodler, who's head of Rampart Group. And Representative Robert Sutherland is reporting what this former employee, a co-worker with Kathy Lodler, says. Quote, I know Kathy Lodler, and she is a dyed-in-the-wool Marxist. Absolutely part of the deep state. Such a hit job on Representative Shea. She ran the executive protection team for Paul Allen, another globalist, a few years back. I did some security work for his family and was around her frequently. She was terminated for incompetence, but she made it common knowledge to everyone around her that she was a huge Obama. Ooh, dang. The 40 fourth president who shall not be named, slash Clinton sycophant, and constantly raked on conservatives, as most of the executive protection team were conservatives, plus former FBI, and no one in our line of work trusts them. She is a very nasty person. The entire team hated her. I understand she was forced out of the FBI as well, but don't have details. There's probably a story there. So this is somebody who had previously worked with this woman, Kathy Loedler. Now, this is credible, because when you look at the end product of what they charged taxpayers in Washington State $120,000 for this report, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And people are furious. People with a brain, people that are rational, sensible people, that have their own thoughts and their own capability to be able to reason through information, are furious. And it's a sham, and everybody knows it. It's exactly what they're doing to President Trump. They come up with all this evidence and all crimes and this is horrible. This is going to be a bombshell report, and it's bunk. It doesn't hold water. It falls apart. It's just a witch hunt. So I want to read to you a couple articles. And these are like letters to the editor. I want to read this to you. I am disgusted with the announcement made by Mr. Wilcox, as J.T. Wilcox, the legislature, the Republicans, rhino, concerning Representative Shea. If this is the treatment to be expected to fellow Republicans, shame on you. Does Mr. Wilcox and the caucus take the rest of us to be the lay-down fools they seem to be? Mr. Wilcox, in his announcement concerning Representative Shea, is convicting Matt on the very same things the federal courts have dismissed the Bundys of doing. And which is a great point. All of the people that went to jail, all of the charges, nobody was convicted of malheur. No crime. Right? I'll continue. I do not take Mr. Wilcox to be a fool, but his statement makes him to be one. I understand most people are underinformed concerning the Bundys and the Hammonds. I am not one of those. In fact, I was indirectly involved with the standoff in Oregon, and no doubt have an Oregon County Sheriff's and FBI file of my own of which I could care less. Earlier today, I attempted to send Mr. Wilcox an email voicing my concern, but when attempting to send the message, was told there is an error, try later. I'm not surprised. It is safe to say Mr. Wilcox is receiving lots of comments concerning Matt, both for and against. I am betting most are in support of Matt. I and others I have spoken with demand Mr. Wilcox and the caucus rescind the statements made concerning Matt and instead support Representative Shea as the patriot he is and all Republicans should be. If not, count me out so far as my interest in aligning myself with the Republican Party. Where will all of you be when you are the ones being attacked, as you most assuredly will be one by one? Who will stand by you? Not me, if you don't stand with Matt. Standing firmly in support of Representative Matt Shea, James Lightison. So people are upset. Now, I've got a lot of law enforcement and retired law enforcement in the listening audience. Many of them are AMRON operators. They're furious about these false accusations. They know to be untrue, which were leveled against AMRON and myself and our motives and our role and our function as a emergency communications network of radio operators for disasters and civil defense. So I shot this to a friend of mine who is a retired investigator for the Los Angeles Police Department. And I said, could you please, take a look at this report, if you want to call it that. And he wrote back this to me. I took the time to read the entire report because I'm retired now and my time is worth nothing these days. It mostly relies on articles from left-wing publications that have been publishing hit pieces on Representative Shea over a several-year period because they disagree with his political positions. One of the prominent authors of many of those articles is a notorious associate of Antifa, the knuckleheads who have been rioting and burning property. They recently beat up a gay conservative journalist who was covering one of their demonstrations to the extent he had to be hospitalized. Sources like that are blatantly leftist, biased, and unreliable. The whole thing reminds me of the Schiff show we've been watching on TV as the Democrats have been attempting to damage, resist, remove President Trump through hearsay and innuendo. I repeatedly read the phrase, more probable than not, in spite of a lack of facts to support whatever conclusion that part of the report was attempting to allege. In spite of that, the report concluded that this investigation found no evidence that Representative Shea presents an imminent direct threat to any individual or group. Heck no. Representative Shea should not resign. Meanwhile, all of the taxpayers in Washington should be outraged that your representatives blew $120,000 to attack one of their political opponents who keeps getting reelected because he's been doing an awesome job for his constituents. Signed, Jason. So that's the pushback that we're seeing, and the support is overwhelming. In fact, there is actually a poll, and it's showing, last time I looked, it was 94 something percent. It was overwhelming support for standing opposed to Representative Shea resigning. Should he resign? And overwhelmingly, they supported him not resigning, staying in office. So good for him. All right. I want to share with you this Apollo broadcast from space in 1968, I believe it was. I play this every year. I love it. I love it. And a Merry Christmas coming at you from Lady Liberty. All right. We'll be back with segment two, and we're going to talk about a little bit more of this stuff, and then we'll wrap it up. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
This is Lady Liberty, and I just wanted to wish all of you awesome patriots out there a very Merry Christmas. I'd like to thank and bless all of you for supporting Liberty State Radio and for all your encouraging feedback. Thank you also for supporting our favorite voice of the American Redoubt, John Jacob Schmidt. Blessings and Happy New Year to all of you. Again, this is Lady Liberty, and you are listening to Radio Free Redoubt.
Now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament, the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
Thank you. pass in those days. The Caesar Augustus issued a decree that there should be a census of the entire Roman world.
So Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of David.
And there were shepherds lodging in the nearby fields, and keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, a messenger of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the messenger said to them, "Fear not, for lo,
I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel,
praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven,
and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." From all of us at Hillsdale College, to all of you and your families, Merry Christmas.
This is segment two, and this will be the final segment for this episode, 1947, of The Voice of the American Redoubt. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully you're having a blessed holiday season and Christmas weekend, going into Christmas next week. It's really, we just really feel blessed, you know, even despite this stuff going on. I don't want to focus on the negative stuff, but it's, you know, it's reality. And here it is. It's, you know, it's the enemy trying to attack us when we're trying to focus on, you know, Christ. And so here we are dealing with it. And, hey, we belong to him. We belong to the King. That's the positive part of all of this. And, we're going through this together. So, and also, they really stepped in it. The Marxists got pretty darn bold, and their collaborators got really bold. And so I don't think it's going to work out exactly how they were fantasizing about or, you know, intending. But I want to share something with you guys, a couple of things I want to point you to. First of all, if you get a chance, go to Amron.com, check out the letter. It's part one, Amron facing attacks from the left. And then be following that, because there's some more stuff that I want to cover there. And this one here is from a representative. Matt Shea responds to sham investigation. This is at Redoubt News. Now, Redoubt News has got several articles up now and forthcoming exposing so many of the gaping holes in this so-called report. They are researching and gathering. More and more people are coming forward with inside knowledge, and they're pulling all of this stuff together, and it is just exploding, this report. It is a sham. It is so sad that the Republicans, so-called Republicans, have caved so quickly, so easily over this type of an investigation. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. They're asking for Representative Matt Shea to resign. I say that J.T. Wilcox needs to resign. He needs to step down, because that's not leadership at all. That's capitulation to Marxists, is what they're doing. If you don't have the discernment to see through the tactics that these people are using, and a lot of this stuff, Charles Carroll Society, Alex Barron, he's going to be posting a great article tomorrow and adding more research. I mean, look, they're using The Guardian as one of their main sources in this so-called investigation, which is a joke. It's incompetence, actually, what it is, as far as showing due process and due diligence, not due process, but due diligence in this investigation. But they're using stuff like this Marxist, Jason Wilson, who actually Cecil J. Pounder, J. Pounder, the traitor who's trying to destroy his former friend, Matt Shea, has actually boasted of staying over at this Jason Wilson's house over in Portland, Oregon. And he was going, J. Pounder was going around giving presentations to people in the community, explaining that he had a slumber party over at Jason Wilson's house to give him all of this inside information so that he could take text chats and then distort them and take them out of context. But this is the little worm, Jason Wilson, that is being exposed by Alex Barron in the Charles Carroll Society article that's coming out tomorrow. Jason Wilson is an immigrant and a foreign national from Australia who writes for a British tabloid, The Guardian. Jason Wilson is a violent communist black shirt Antifa-linked reporter. You can learn more about his deep communist black shirt connection in the article titled It's Not Your Imagination. The journalists writing about Antifa are often their cheerleaders. It's written by a journalist, Eoin Lenihan, published on the 29th of May, and it's linked from this article. Jason Wilson nor the British Guardian are neutral reporters. They are deeply aligned with the far-left Democrats and are pushing to influence our American elections. In this well-researched piece, Eoin says Wilson seems welcome to mingle freely among Antifa and has even been photographed standing close to Marquez in one piece titled How the World Has Fought Back Against the Violent Far Right and Started Winning. Wilson effectively drops the pretense that he is a neutral reporter and approvingly outlines the Antifa tactics set out in Bray's book. He also defends such tactics as doxing, stalking, deplatforming, and shaming as valuable means to attack individuals whose views he dislikes. And of course, that is this modern Marxist political warfare tactics that we're seeing there. And this Jason Wilson, who J. Pounder has been having slumber parties with to get together to, you know, dump load all this inside information. And then, of course, so it can be distorted and twisted and taken out of context. But he's helping. Look at this drooling. It's got a picture of him in this article. He's got saliva, drooling, just looks like a maniac, apparently. Very interesting. Very interesting individual flipping off the camera. Marxist, huh? You got to love to hate him. All right. And we're supposed to pray for him. That's a difficult thing to do, isn't it? That's what we're called to do. It's hard. But anyway, I just want to share that little piece with you guys. And then I want to read this real quick from Matt Shea, and then we'll go ahead and close. But do go to redoubtnews.com to get this. Several articles that are going up right now that are exposing the fraudulence of this this so-called investigation by a former incompetent FBI woman who's probably a good thing she's retired. The FBI is probably glad she's retired. They're probably not very happy that she's using the FBI as part of her credentials, because it doesn't make them look very good. That's for sure. Representative Matt Shea responds to sham investigation. He says, no official, high or petty, can. This is, he's quoting from a U.S. Supreme Court, West Virginia. Versus Barnett. No official, high or petty, can prescribe what shall be orthodox in politics, nationalism, religion, or matters of opinion. United States Supreme Court, West Virginia. So, after $100,000 of taxpayer money and 5 months, the private investigator hired by the state found no, quote, no evidence that Representative Shea presents an imminent direct threat to any individual or group. Despite this, I have been labeled a terrorist by a private investigator and Democrat donor with no basis in law or fact. This was a sham investigation. Secret evidence, the inability to confront accusers, and the denial of any meaningful opportunity to respond is a modern star chamber. It is not coincidence that this report was released a day after the impeachment vote. Likewise, it is not coincidence that this quote-unquote investigation was conducted in a manner strikingly similar to that against our duly elected president. Due process is the right of every citizen and should be afforded to all members of the House, regardless of their views or party affiliation. When due process is thrown out the window for political expediency, we all, as Americans, are in danger. It is also a violation of federal law. In our country, if someone wants to accuse you of a crime, they must prove it beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. The author of the report, who is a political donor to Seattle's mayor, rejects this standard and instead resorts to innuendo and smear to argue that, when viewed holistically, some threat exists. This is subjective opinion of a paid operative who does not share my political views. The incidents in question provoke strong passions on both sides. However, a few things are worth noting. First, the county sheriff physically stood with us in Idaho. Yeah, and I would also add other elected officials such as state representatives and the chief of police for that town as well stood with you and the sheriff. Second, some individuals cited in the report were acquitted of all charges by a jury of their peers in Oregon. Third, a U.S. District Court judge dismissed with prejudice all charges against participants in Nevada who were, unlike me, actually charged with crimes. This was after I helped expose a lead BLM investigators' memorandum detailing, according to the Easton Spectator, far-reaching misconduct, recklessness, corruption, and unrestrained persecutory behavior toward the Bundy family. That's what was discovered in this memorandum. In the dismissal, the judge further criticized prosecutors for willful violations of defendants' due process rights, as well as a failure to properly turn over evidence to their lawyers. Eventually, the special agent in charge was fired. Justice was done precisely because elected officials were involved. That's right, elected officials, just like Representative Matt Shea and the others who were involved. And that special agent, Dan Love, who was fired, he should have been prosecuted. What he did was criminal. So, I will continue on here. This partisan private investigator is guilty of the same tactics rebuked by the court, but she has delivered the smear in an expensive, anonymously sourced dossier as opposed to a legal brief, because she is no doubt aware it would be thrown out of any courtroom or prosecutor's office as the political hit job it is. After reviewing this deeply flawed and ideological screed, I fully understand why the chief clerk sought to deny me and my counsel access to it until the 11th hour. The outcome of this report, like the president's impeachment, was preordained. What they cannot control is our response as patriots and Christians. Please look forward to a couple huge announcements early next week. I want to thank everyone who has strengthened us through your tremendous outpouring of support. I will not back down. I will continue to fight for our shared values that have made this country such a blessing to the rest of the world. Paid for by the committee to elect Matt Shea. Not paying me. That's just what it says at the bottom of it. This is from the committee to elect Matt Shea. That's from the pen of Representative Matt Shea, the representative that most Christian patriots across the country wish was their state representative. All right, guys, that's a wrap. I'm going to turn this over to Lady Liberty's 17th episode of Liberty State Radio with a special Christmas edition and a great message. I got to listen to it beforehand, so it's going to be a real treat for you. Anyway, you guys have a super blessed, tremendously blessed Christmas and New Year's. We will not have a show next Sunday night. We're going to take it off. So thank you for understanding. And then we will see you guys in 2020 for episode 20-01. Off to a fresh start and a very
interesting year ahead indeed. All right, this is John Jacob Schmidt, and Merry Christmas to all of you. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Good night.